What a start. A Friday morning, mid-November, and parts of the province are seeing, 14 degrees in parts of Saskatchewan? It's quite a start. I know a bit of a discrepancy. We're Saskatoon, I think we're 2-3 degrees, whereas Regina's about 11 or 12, but parts of the province even a little milder than that. So it was a mild night last night, another nice day. The beautiful weather gets us through the weekend, and then Monday, Tuesday, if that's when you're driving home from the Grey Cup, you might not have the best. I don't think it's going to be like a blizzard, but you may be driving in a bit of rain, and you're always worried about, obviously, if it's at the freezing point, what the highway condition will be like as well. By the way, if you are headed to Manitoba, give us a shout. 1-877-332-8255. That's essentially one of the things I'm looking forward to hearing this morning is the excitement of people not only going to the game, but reliving some of those memories. Were you at a Grey Cup when the Riders won? 2013. I mean, that was kind of the culmination, the perfect aligning of the stars, right? Winning the Grey Cup at home, 2013. I, believe it or not, remember that game like it was yesterday, but wasn't at the game, working that night as a police officer. And on the streets, we had tons of police officers obviously working through there. And I wasn't in the stadium for the game, but certainly listening to the cheers and then the crowd afterwards. I will never, as long as I live, remember that atmosphere, because it's weird being in a large crowd like that. Thousands and thousands of people, and everyone in such a good mood. I mean, I remember non-Rider fans getting caught up in the fervor of the atmosphere there. People were high-fiving and everyone's taking pictures. We, by the way, as a police service, we had next to zero problems that night. If I remember back, I don't think we made one arrest, which is a testament to Rider fans that are out there to have a good time. Everyone was laughing. And, you know, I mean, the police were there not to, from an enforcement standpoint, it literally was to help the crowd celebrate in a healthy and safe way. And it was such a good night. I will remember that forever, even though I wasn't actually in the stadium for the game. Were you there in 07? Were you there in the stadium in 89? Were you there in 66? If you were, gosh, I can't imagine the memories you have of that game. All of those, of course, etched in the minds of Rider fans, and we're hoping to add 2025 to that list with the Riders taking on the Alouettes. Phone lines are open for you. Text lines are open. 1-877-332-8255. Rider memories, thoughts, plans, whatever you want to chat about, happy to hear that as well. DJ in Saskatoon. Last time the Riders played Montreal in 09 and 10, we wore our green home jerseys. This time, we're wearing white. He says, not superstitious, but I'm just going to put that nugget into the brain. Go Riders. DJ, thanks so much for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Love to hear your thoughts on the Riders, the Grey Cup, your memories, whatever you want to talk about. There's lots going on. Yesterday, Mark Carney announced officially the major projects. We knew of four of them going in, but yesterday he made the announcement. One strategy and essentially six initiatives were forwarded to that major projects office.
Each of the projects that we're referring to the major projects office today, in and of itself, is transformational. But the bigger point is that their impacts will be amplified by being part of bigger national strategies to boost Canada's competitiveness, including to realize our country's full potential as an energy superpower, by creating new trade and economic corridors that diversify our economy, projects that help build Canada's leadership in critical minerals to increase our independence, and also projects that we won't discuss today, but projects that establish our data sovereignty, so Canadians can be served safely and securely online.
You know, it was interesting because he did go on to talk about energy and this notion of referring to Canada as an energy superpower. But of course, a lot of the focus was on LNG. So if you look at the projects that they are referring forward, the North Coast Transmission Line in northwestern BC, the LNG facility in BC, the nickel project in Timmins, Ontario, the graphite project in Quebec, the tungsten mine in New Brunswick, and then hydro project up in Nunavut. And then in addition to that, referred the Northwest Critical Conservation Corridor in northwest BC and the Yukon to the major projects office as well. So this is the corridor that sits on a significant deposit of critical minerals. And basically what they're talking about there is, number one, leveraging those minerals, but at the same time, of course, transmission lines have to go up, upgraded highways, new fiber and cell towers need to be built. So there's a lot of infrastructure work that will be focused there as well. No pipeline, but Carney is saying the pipeline is there. He's saying it's hasn't been announced yet, but Mark Carney is basically saying they're making progress. He says that he's working with Alberta and Premier Danielle Smith on getting there. And in fact, he was speaking to a Bay Street audience about a week ago or so. And he said, we're on the pipeline stuff. Something's going to happen. Let's put it that way. And I know Alberta Premier Danielle Smith yesterday, still supportive of what's going on and what's happening out of Ottawa. She too also said, we're working on an agreement. We're getting close. And a big part of that, she continues to hope, will be an overhaul of those damaging laws that are chasing away private investment for the energy sector as well. So even though it wasn't on the list and even though it wasn't really announced or talked about yesterday, it's still very much there. And it seems as if the kind of that partnership, the teamwork between Alberta and Ottawa continues to be good. 1-877-332-8255 is the number to call if you want to call or if you want to text. Same number works. Whatever's on your mind. We're reliving some Grey Cup memories. I got Leonard on the line from PA. You remember 1989, Leonard?
Oh, yes, very well. I remember 76 and not, you know, being the big disappointment. But in 89, I was working construction and I just was at a job on 1st and 22nd in Saskatoon refacing the Sastel building. And I got a chance to go to a bigger job with more money in Whitecourt, Alberta, building a pulp mill. Well, the Grey Cup game fell on the week that I was in camp at work. So game day, I was driving down the road with the forklift and the boss was walking from the site back to camp or to the construction shack. And I pulled over and I said, I'm going to shut her down today to go watch the game. And he said, no, you're not. And I said, yes, I am. He said, no, you're not. And I said, well, then I quit. I said, well, go watch your darn game then.
So he accepted your break to go watch the game. He didn't fire you.
He didn't fire me, no, because I was working for bricklayers. And, even in those days, it was hard to find people that would do that kind of job, you know, because it's a lot of manual and hard work, you know. So
you were in the driver's seat figuratively and literally.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but there was, you know, the way I looked at it, I was missing being at home with all my friends and everything and watching the game and cheering. I was not going to miss the game in case they won.
So yeah. You made a good choice, Leonard.
Yeah, I sure did, because it turned out to be one heck of a game.
Well, I'm feeling good about Sunday as well, and I know we got lots of people pumped up about that text coming in. So many people remembering 2013 at the game, talking about how, even though it was probably chilly, didn't feel cold because you were so wrapped up in the game and the excitement of the game. Lots of people on the text line also commenting, kind of adding to my comments, that there was a lot of positivity. There was a lot of positivity after the game. There was, no one saw someone committing crime. No one saw someone drunk and out of control. Lots of people relying on that. 1-877-332-8255. You got a memory of a Grey Cup game? Were you at one of the Grey Cup games when the Riders won? I'm seeing a couple of texts like this one from Trevor in Saskatoon. 1976, we took the Grey Cup train to Toronto. We were closer to Tony Gabriel than the Rider defender when Ottawa scored that last second touchdown. I've never really recovered from that disappointment. Oh, gosh. Trevor, I can absolutely imagine. Thank you for texting in. 1-877-332-8255. Do you have a Grey Cup memory? Do you have a story from when the Riders were in the Grey Cup and won the Grey Cup and you were there or part of it or part of the celebrations? Give us a text. Give us a call. We'll take a break. We'll come back with open phones here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the program. Evan Bray on this Friday morning. I mean, there's lots we can talk about, but it's tough to avert your eyes from the Grey Cup, which is happening on Sunday. Riders and Alouettes, a matchup we've seen before. This year feels different. I hesitate to say it, but I am going to say it. It does feel different. It feels, I mean, we had a great season. We finished the top of the league, got the bye, hosted the West Final, won that game in, I would say, an exciting way. That was a pretty exciting. I'll be the first to admit, and I've said this before, I was second-guessing Corey Mays. Who am I? Who am I? I'm a nobody. I'm sitting on the couch going, what are we doing? Why aren't we going for it? But he clearly, that calm resolve that he has as a coach has to permeate through on the weekend as well. They are focused on this. And so many people have been in the stands, in the stadium, even if it wasn't in Saskatchewan, for a Grey Cup win. And I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. Rob in Esteban said, I was at the 09 disappointment in Calgary, but being at the 2013 kind of put those demons to rest. Yeah. Little tip for tat there as well. 1-877-332-8255. Jade from Outlook, headed to Winnipeg for my 16th Grey Cup. Rider fans will sign this banner throughout the weekend. Sent a picture of a banner. A quote from Trevor Harris, it's our time. Rider Nation on the banner. So Jade's going to get the banner signed from a bunch of Rider fans. A great way to meet folks from across the province and beyond. I think this is my 8th Grey Cup banner, says Jade. 1-877-332-8255. Jade also said, in Toronto in 2007, came out of Rogers to a large group of Saskatchewan fans cheering, we won the cup. The wheat is on fire. Lots of good, unprompted, but I love the man cave photos that are coming in. People's basements decorated with Rider. I shouldn't say man cave because I got one here from Lillian who said, been a lifelong Rider fan. Looks like Lillian's got banners up from the years that they won the Grey Cup. So does Corey out of Saskatoon. Some great pictures there. I like this text, Penny and Swift Current. I was 14 years old in 1966, and I was at a birthday party sleepover at my girlfriend's. I remember the men were upstairs in the living room watching the game, and I kept leaving my group of friends to try and keep tabs on the score. None of the other girls that were there were interested in football, but the guys watching the game got a charge of me running into the room every 3 minutes to watch the game. I was a true fan then. I'm a true fan now. Go Riders. Penny, thanks so much for sharing your memory there. 1-877-332-8255. Have you got a memory? I'd love to hear it. Let's go to Bert in Melville. Bert, you are well acquainted with the Grey Cup, my friend.
Yes, we have. Been to 1989 was the first Grey Cup that we went to that the Riders won. And then we've been back. We've been going for like ever since for over 25 Grey Cups.
Wow.
We have been at the 2007 win and also, of course, the 2013 win. And we've been at a few Grey Cups that they lost, but thoroughly enjoy the festival. Usually only go to the game when the Riders are in the game at the Grey Cup, but we always go to festivities and have a wonderful time.
I like that. I mean, there's a lot of people. I've actually talked with a couple of friends of mine who are even this weekend. They don't have tickets to the game, but they're going to Winnipeg to be part of the festival. That's part of the fun, right?
It is. That's the majority of the fun, the festival. Meeting people from across the country and renewing some old friendships. We run into people sometimes that we've been at other Grey Cups with. It's a great, great time. Our only disappointment this year is apparently we can't get into any of the festivities because we didn't pre-buy.
Yeah, I don't know all the details on it. I was talking with Locker from the Green Zone the other day, and he said something about you had to pre-order tickets or something like that.
I guess on I'm a Rider season ticket holder, and I guess I missed that email.
Well, I'm hoping that they'll have something ironed out. I mean, I was talking with a buddy of mine who was in Winnipeg last night, and he said they found no shortage of funds. So I'm trusting that you will as well, Bert. Appreciate the call. That's Bert from Melville, one of many nooks and crannies in this province where people are loading up the car and either heading out maybe today. Some people will be heading out tomorrow. I know my buddy Don heading out tomorrow morning to get there, celebrate, spend the night, get ready for the game. It's going to be a big one, of course, on Sunday. 1-877-332-8255. Back to the text line here. A number of people. I was at the Grey Cup in Winnipeg, minus 35. This is Barton, Saskatoon. Toronto beat Calgary. But as the game got closer to the end, the owners came down to the field. So that was back when Wayne Gretzky, Bruce McNall, and John Candy were owners. John Candy dressed in a full-length fur coat. Rocket Ishmael had a huge run back for a touchdown. Bart, I wasn't at the Grey Cup, but I remember that game quite well. Remember the phenom that the Rocket was? Made a big wave in the CFL, that's for sure. 1-877-332-8255. Bill and Grayson says, as long as there's no 13 man on the field, only in the stands. Oh, yeah. How about those memories of our last Grey Cup with Montreal? Rather not. That's one thing that, you know, Corey Mace has been focused on a lot this year is discipline. And so there's no doubt that discipline will be part of the pregame talk that the coach is going to be giving to the players. Another text here from Pat in Melfort. Good morning, Evan. I have to tell you about our experience in 1989. We left Melfort on a bus, drove nonstop to Toronto. That does not sound fun. I mean, I'm sure you were pumped up and excited for the game. But anyway, a nonstop bus ride from Melfort to Toronto sounds long. Arriving Saturday morning, we had a quick sleep, visited friends, went to the game Sunday, jumped on the bus, and drove home nonstop. Oh, boy. The great thing was, the final field goal to win. The game was kicked right in front of us. It was an awesome experience, Pat, in Melfort. Thanks so much for joining. So many good texts coming in. An old friend of mine and his dad have been going to the Grey Cup for years. They dress up as the Blues Brothers every year, well over 20 years in a row. Fun fact, they never wash those suits. Is that a fun fact? Maybe not so much for the people sitting beside them. Shout out to Trevor and Wynyard, Blues Brothers extraordinaire. Thanks for the text, Dean. 1-877-332-8255. We're tight on time, so I'll tell you what. We'll put this on hold. We'll come back after the break. I know I got Joseph on the line in Regina. I'm happy to take your call, Joseph. We'll get you on right after the break. More of your Grey Cup memories. You at the four games so far that the Riders have won the Grey Cup. 66, 89, 07, 13. Were you there? How was your experience? What's your memory? That's what we're looking to hear. Open lines continues until 10 o'clock right here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. I got a feeling this weekend is going to be a good time. We are in the Grey Cup Sunday against the Montreal Alouettes. We're taking your memories from, I've asked for your memories from the four Rider victories in the Grey Cup, but we can't avoid talking about 76. Like, there's so many of us who have still that aching memory. Murray from Moose Jaw, my first Grey Cup memory was 1976. Tony Gabriel made the winning catch for Ottawa. Years later, I met Tony and I told him he made a little boy cry with that catch. He looked at me with a laugh and said, yeah, I think I made some grown men cry too. That's a funny text and memory, Murray. Thanks so much for joining in the conversation. 1-877-332-8255. I'm always impressed by people who say this is part of my yearly routine as we go to the Grey Cup. Lots of people. Joseph is joining us from Regina. This has been your journey, Joseph. You've been to how many Grey Cups?
I've been to 22 Grey Cups.
22?
It all started accidentally. I decided to go to our first one in BC Place in 83. But the most fun we had is later on, I got a hold, we joined up with Dave Ash.
Yep.
He was Dave Ash, and we had Gord, the referee, the Flame, myself. I was the breakup mascot. And the one I remember the most fun that I can actually talk about on here is an impromptu parade in Toronto in 07 when they weren't having a parade, and we all said, we're going to do a parade whether they want it or not. And
how did Toronto receive that, Joseph?
Not very good at the beginning, but then when they seen fans from all the other teams coming to join us, we walked through malls and everything, and we had just a great time.
Good stuff.
But it's funny, you were talking to the guys in Winnipeg this week about not getting to see lots when they're working. That's so true. When I went on my own, it was so much fun because you could see everything. But when you're part of it, part of the
production,
the festivities, it's totally different. You don't get to see as much as you would if you were on your own.
It goes by so quick. That was when we were chatting with Britton Gray this morning, our Ryder reporter. He said he hadn't even been to Ryderville. He's been there all week, but he's been at the practices, of course, meetings. He was at CFL Awards last night and then filing his reports at night. So I told him, come on, the boss has got to cut you a little bit of slack so you can get out and enjoy some of the festivities. I want to go to Unity, Saskatchewan. I got Rick on the line. Have you been to a Grey Cup, Rick?
Yeah, my first one, Evan, was your 76 one you referred to earlier.
What a heartbreaker.
Yeah, we went to Regina to the game. I believe it was the Eskimos that they beat out to go. And at the time, Tiger Williams' brother worked with me and stayed with me and another guy. And we had to go get the other guy out of the Crowbar Hotel in Regina before we went home.
Oops.
And, so Tiger got us tickets to the game and a hotel to stay in down in Toronto. And we went over to his place for lunch and went to the game with his agent, Herb Pinder, and Herb left at halftime. And we were down in the end zone where Gabriel caught that ball. And, there was another gentleman there with a long buffalo coat on by the name of Pierre Elliott.
Really? He was hanging out there in the end zone.
Yeah, I wasn't 10 feet away from him there. I was saying some not quite nice things to him also. And I'm surprised that I wasn't taken down.
I was going to say, you weren't put into the Crowbar Hotel. Yeah.
No. So Tiger had made arrangements for us to Maple Leafs play two games that weekend. And one of the rookies was supposed to take us out and show us the town, but he ended up breaking his leg in the game, so we had to go on our own. And we weren't lacking things to do anyway.
Oh, what a good memory, though. I mean, even though the game didn't turn out the way you would have liked, it sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah, great time. And I also was at the 13-man one in Edmonton. Oh. A few other ones too. That was the most disappointing one there.
Talk about disappointing. And so many people are reliving that memory this morning on the line as well. Rick, I appreciate these are great Cup memories, even if they're the ones where, you know, we've got some people chiming in about 76, some talking about the 13th man. Of course, that one is continuing to haunt us. But if you've had an experience, if you've been to a Grey Cup, especially when the Riders have won, that's what we're talking about this morning. 1-877-332-8255. I notice on the text line here, 1989, this is Derek in Avonlea, 1989, sailing out of Halifax Harbor on HMCS Gatineau, watching the opening kickoff, then we lost the signal. I was woke up at 3 a.m. by one of the other Saskatchewan sailors on board to tell us that we had won. A week later, back in Halifax, mail arrives. I have a VHS tape of the game from my parents. Five of us from Sask sat around and watched the game in the mess and cheered like it was a live game. For us, it was only a few of us that knew the final score. Well, Derek, that's a good memory. Thanks for your service, by the way, and good memory. Thanks for sharing it as well. Here's a text from Calvington. Our daughter was living in Montreal when Montreal played Saskatchewan for Grey Cup. She was the only Ryder fan at a party with Alouette fans. Imagine how animated our daughter was, cheering and dancing when we all thought Saskatchewan Rough Riders had won the game, and then came the announcement, the dreaded 13 man. Ugh. It's a memory we all will not forget, I'm sure. 1-877-332-8255. 8255. That 13th man game, Daryl, in Moose Jaw sticks in your head. You have a memory?
Yeah, we just about died driving there. Raining when we left here. Sheer ice by the time we went through Medicine Hat. Almost got in an accident by Strathmore. It was an eventful weekend, I'll tell you.
I can only imagine. I mean, I can't imagine that. Well, I was sitting watching that game, cheering in jubilation, thinking we had won. I can't imagine what the wind out of the sails felt like in the stadium, Daryl.
Oh, when I seen that flag go up, I just sank.
It's one of those ones. I mean, I think that 09 game, the 13th man, the 76 game, those ones will definitely be ones that will be forever etched in our minds. Daryl talks about the drive being a little bit sketchy to Calgary in 09. For those driving today and tomorrow, you should have great, great November driving conditions, beautiful weather in the province, and the forecast is good for the next couple of days. Hopefully that sticks around for you as well to get back home. 1966, the Riders win the Grey Cup, and I've got someone on the line that remembers the noise from downtown. Harold in Regina, am I right?
Absolutely. It was something else. I was 29 years old, and we had our first child. We have six children, and it was November 7th she was born. And a few days afterwards, we were still living in a basement suite, and I opened the back door, and I could not believe the noise. And then Ross Thatcher was our premier, and he...
Oh, I think I lost Harold. Harold, your phone cut out. But thank you for trying to get through to us, talking about the memory of the noise from 1966. 1-877-332-8255. Wayne, 2009, 13th man, what's your story?
Well, first of all, why did the defense allow them to get to the point to kick a field goal? They shouldn't have. I think Montreal started deep in their own end.
Were you at the game, Wayne?
No.
No. You're just like me, watching it from home in utter disappointment.
My brother invited me, but I said, I'm just going to stay home and watch it with friends. But, okay, so the 13th man is what eventually caused this whole thing. So I'd like to know why in the bleep, 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 do they still have the 13th man as a promo thing?
Well, I think they're trying to embrace it, Wayne. I think they're trying to embrace it.
Embrace what? Another losing episode of the Riders. Okay, we want to embrace that. Go ahead.
Wayne, don't put some bad vibes out there. We don't need bad vibes today, Wayne. You and I are the 13th man, Wayne. You and I are the ones cheering on the Riders, hoping for a victory. I have faith. I know my friend Kevin from Lorelei has faith. How you doing, Kev?
I have faith, and I just, in answer to Wayne, Evan, I want to point out that that the 13th man came along much earlier than the infamous game in Calgary.
It just has struck a different meaning, I guess, since then.
Exactly. So we were at the game in Calgary for the, I don't call it the 13th man game, I call it the Damon Duval missed kick game.
Right.
We were actually in the end zone. We were up a little bit higher, but if that kick had gone about 10 rows further, it would have landed on my lap. So we had a bird's eye view, and when that kick missed the goalpost, everybody around me stood up and cheered, because we were all Rider fans, except me, because I saw the flag.
Oh.
And I just sit there with my head in my hand. But so here's my ethical question for you. It's a conflict between ethics generally and ethics as a Rider fan. If you were me, and we were sitting in like row one or row two, and we saw before that kick that there were too many men on the field, should we have run on the field and stopped the play? And
good call. Good call. Would it have killed you to go streaking, Kevin? I like it. I mean, that is a diehard Rider fan taking one for the team.
Would have been barred forever from that stadium, but that would have been okay, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, the 2013 Grey Cup game, I mean, I know we've had a lot of people texting in. We're at that game, but that, I mean, we obviously will be very jubilant when we win a Grey Cup this weekend, but boy, winning at home, that was something else.
So one other memory for, we were at, the whole family was at the 2007 game. My wife was sitting beside me, and we were able to get our boys down there as well. And as the game was ending and it was clear we were going to win, Sherry looked at me and she could see where our two boys were, and three of the four most important men in her lives, at what should have been the most jubilant moment in our Rough Rider history, all three of us had tears running down our face, and she just couldn't figure that out.
That's the thrill of victory, right? The emotional roller coaster that comes with it. Well, I'm looking forward to the game this week. You're not going to the game, Kevin, this weekend?
No, we're actually looking after grandkids, so our son and daughter-in-law can go.
All right. Well, enjoy the game, Kevin. Appreciate you calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, we better take a break. We'll come back. More Rider memories coming through. If you want to shoot us a call, 1-877-332-8255. You want to shoot us a text, we'll take your text as well here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the program. Reliving some Grey Cup memories, especially the ones where the Riders were in the Grey Cup or specifically won the Grey Cup. Cheryl in Regina saying, knowing little to nothing about football, I watched my first football game in 1966 with my little four-year-old daughter resting beside me with a fever. I'll never forget that, and I've been a huge fan ever since. I'm impressed with the number of people who are texting us or calling us with their 1966 Grey Cup memories. Oh, just got a text with a picture. Randy, thanks for the photo. It looks like the Rider flags are up on the Albert Street Bridge in Regina, so another sure sign that Rider pride is alive and well in the province. Hey, here's a text from my friend Mark in Pilot Butte. Mark and I used to work together at the Regina Police Service. Picture of him with the Grey Cup in uniform. A lot of the officers, you know, that's a good point. A lot of people, me included, have the luxury of being able to watch the game. Not going to the game, but we'll be watching the game from home on TV. But there's a lot of people working this weekend. A lot of people who would love to watch the game, but can't. And so for those folks that, just like we see on celebrations and holidays and all the rest of it, appreciate and a tip of the hat to you that are out working through this weekend. I've never attended the Grey Cup game, but I wanted to share this. This is Dan in Saskatoon. In the summer of 07, I made two predictions. Here's his predictions. I predicted Brad Wall would win the provincial election that fall and the Riders would win the Grey Cup. Well, both predictions came true. Just a fluke, I know, but I'm hoping that I predicted Saskatchewan to win on Sunday will be correct again. I don't know what I can predict for Mr. Wall. Dan, thanks for the text. Conspiracy Kevin with a text. He says, I grew up less than a mile down from the canal from down the canal from Lansdowne Park in Ottawa. I do remember 1976 like yesterday. My mom went out to pick pizza up thinking Ottawa was going to lose the game. Tony Gabriel made his touchdown catch and we had upside down pizza because mom came flying back. Kev, is that what happened? She came flying back to the house. Lots of people getting ready for the game. Ralph and Prince Albert, I'm ready. Chicken wings, jalapeno poppers are going into the oven. Beer's in the fridge. Go, Riders, go. Ralph from Prince Albert. Tom in Saskatoon, my father was a member of the Saskatoon Pipes and Drums and played by invitation at the Grey Cup in 1966. Cameron in Regina, I'll never forget the 07 championship. Joseph was a dismal 13 of 34 passing, but rushed for over 100 yards. Yeah, I remember that. And Johnson, a Grey Cup record with three interceptions. How about the interceptions in that game? It was odd and unlikely and nail-biting, but a thriller. Cameron in Regina, no doubt. That 07 game did have some twists and turns as well. I have lots of Grey Cup memories, this texter says. Too many, but I would like to just give a special mention to Ken Miller and what he said to the guys after the debacle. Ken Miller, what a great man, a great coach. Well, well loved by Rider fans, that's for sure. Rich out of Saskatoon said, yep, I was at the 13th man Grey Cup. Devastating loss for sure. However, I did tell my friend in the third quarter, I felt like we were going to lose. I feel like we stopped playing like we were in the first half. Well, the good news is people are pumped and excited for this year's Grey Cup. Oh, here's one more text I want to read. Lynn, very quickly. Lynn from Regina. 1966, watching the Grey Cup, the Riders on the black and white TV in Dysart. 1989, at the Regina North Racquetball Courts. 2007, many years after my husband, longtime season ticket holder, was ill. He was in Wascana. We watched together in his room. He was beaming with the win. 2013, I was a season ticket holder with my nephews from Saskatoon. Wow. Lynn, four great Grey Cup memories. A great way to end this portion of the Open Line segment. And guess what? We're just going into more Open Lines, although we call this one Bugs and Hugs. Every Friday, 10 to 11 o'clock, phone lines are open, so it doesn't have to be Riders, doesn't have to be Grey Cup. I know there's lots of people got other things on their mind. Bugs and Hugs is here for you next on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.